morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
The Department of Agriculture has extended the deadline for producers to apply for payments under the Market Facilitation Program. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the extension as the original deadline had been January 15, 2019, but farmers have been unable to apply for the program since the lapse in federal funding caused the closure of USDA Farm Service Agency offices at the end of business on December 28, 2018. The deadline will extend over the period equal to the number of business days FSA offices were closed once the government shutdown ends. Farmers who have already applied for the program and certified their 2018 production have continued to receive payments. In a statement, Perdue urged lawmakers to redouble their efforts to pass an appropriations bill that President Trump will sign and end the lapse in funding, so USDA may again provide full services to farmers and ranchers. In other news today, Oklahoma Forestry Services released its calendar year 2018 wildfire statistics this week ahead of preparations for what appears will be another spell of dry, windy weather, which has become so common now through the spring greenup. According to the report, 2018 was a busy year for wildfire suppression. Firefighters in the state responded to a total of 1,086 fires that burned approximately 466,864 acres during the 12-month period. March experienced 436 wildfires, the highest number in a single month in 2018, and April saw the most acres burned during the year, with 367,458 acres consumed by fire. April also hosted the most challenging single day, April 12th, with numerous large and devastating fires occurring. Some of the exceptional fires include the Rhea Fire in Dewey County, the 34 Complex Fire in Woodward County, and the Shaw Fire in Roger Mills County. Finally, today, the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer declined moderately in December to 127. That's 7 points below the index's value 1 month earlier. The barometer is a monthly nationwide measure of the health of the U.S. agricultural economy. A rating below 100 is negative, while a rating above 100 indicates positive sentiment regarding the agriculture industry. The December 2018 barometer was virtually unchanged from December 2017, when the barometer stood at 126. The monthly decline, however, in the Ag Economy Barometer occurred because producers' perceptions of current conditions and their expectations for the future both drifted lower this month compared to November. Organizers say it should be noted that this month's survey was completed before President Trump signed the 2018 Farm Bill into law, and before the government shutdown began as well. The survey says international agricultural trade issues continue to cause concern and could be causing producers reduced confidence in the current economic conditions.
You got farm news on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th, 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.